Just one halakha, the laws of Shabbat. So the halakha says that Goy does a melakha for himself and for a Jew, even though he did it for himself as well, but since he had kavanah to do it for the Jew, so Maran in Shin Chaf He in Yud Aleph writes that that's going to be Asur, because the Goy has in mind for the Jew as well. Anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan writes a stinging rebuke in Siman Chin Chafeh Sif Katan Chaftet. He says we have to rebuke and scream Al Ezem Ashirim, certain wealthy people in his time, Shemahazikim Bebetam Misharet or Misharetet Ena Yehudim. They have non Jewish help in the house. Shemahamidim Beshabbat Asamuvar. On Shabbat, the Goy would prepare the urn with the hot water. B'ta'anatam, and the Balabayit's claim is, and he calls the claim nonsense, hevel, she'enu yudi shoteh gamken. He says, well, the goy's drinking from it himself. Their claim is to say, the goy did it for himself, so therefore, we could partake. V'ikar kaverato la'atzmo. And they say, well, the main thing why he put the water up is for himself. Ve'lo b'shvila Yisrael, and not for us. So the Aruch HaShulchan reacts and says, v'zeh chutzpak la'pishmaya. This is a chutzpah. It's a brazenness against Hashem. Shibaim lehonot et Hashem kevichol. We come to trick God. Umi lo yodaya sheafidu im kavanat meshnet or meshnetet la'atzmam. Let's give it to you that they're doing it for themselves. Mikom akom ikar kavanatam l'shem b'nei habayit. But their main kavanat is for the people in the house. After all, they're filling up a whole urn. So even if we give it to them and grant that they're doing it for themselves, so if they have a cup of water. But clearly the kavanah is also to benefit the people in the house, just like he does every day of the week. He says some of the people over there would tell the maid or the helper to lie and say, yeah, we're doing it for ourselves. And even if you want to say they're doing it for themselves, let's give you that. Let's say they're doing it solely for themselves. But the rabbis made a gezerah that you're concerned that if you're going to drink from that water, next week he's going to add more water for the Jew. That's a problem of Shemayir ben Bishvilo. So therefore, since you have to add more water, and the Hakamim made a gezerah, that it's going to be a problem. So therefore he writes, Lo teik azot b'Yisrael, the only solution is to set it from before Shabbat, like we do, or like we learned, with a timer of some sort. But to allow a goy to set the water up or to add water into the urn, even if you say, well, he's having a cup as well, that does not kosher up that act, because since clearly he has in mind for the Jewish people in the house as well, so therefore this is going to be, as soon as he writes, Va'avonam gadol meneso, va'moneya mizeh tabo ala beracha.